Veterans were honored yesterday for the time they served the country. One Vietnam veteran in Petersburg has found healing by going back to the country that was once only known to him as a place of danger and destruction. KFSK's Angela Denning reports from Petersburg.
War can hold difficult memories for many veterans.
If you said the term Vietnam, I would think about mud and wet and danger and people getting hurt.
Sam Bungie is a Vietnam vet living in Petersburg. Vietnam was a deadly war, killing over 58,000 American soldiers from the late 1960s through the mid-70s. Those that returned alive were the lucky ones, and Bungie knows it.
I consider that my life after 1969 is borrowed time, and so I try to take advantage of it, enjoy life, and be good.
He was in Vietnam for 1 year, from 1968 to 1969.
After I returned to the States in 69 and got back into real life, I wanted nothing to do with it. You couldn't have dragged me into a Vietnamese restaurant.
It took 40 years to change his attitude. In 2008, when Bungie was reading a veterans magazine, he noticed an announcement about Vietnam veterans volunteering to build schools back in Vietnam. He had long been a volunteer himself as a firefighter in Petersburg, and he was drawn to the idea.
And I said, that sounds like something I'd like to do.
So Bungie decided to return to the place that was a battleground in his mind. He wasn't sure what to expect.
I was anxious because of my previous experience in 68, 69.
What Bungie saw was a surprise. So much had changed.
There's electricity almost everywhere. Roads are improving. New areas are being opened up. For example, my first project was in a place called the Ashau Valley, which is where Hamburger Hill is. And
what does that mean, Hamburger Hill?
Oh, that was a very significant battle in 1969 with the 101st Airborne. When I was there in 1969, it was a free fire zone littered with craters from B-52s, and the only people who lived there were the North Vietnamese Army. And now there's a nice paved road that runs the length of the valley. There are thriving agricultural villages. There's electricity, irrigation, and a lot of the land is under cultivation. So it's quite a nice change.
Bungie believes the process of volunteering was even more beneficial to him than to the Vietnamese who later used the schools he helped build. His memories changed from very negative images to some that are much more positive.
Now if you say Vietnam, I think about green and crowds and smiling kids. And I was able to replace a lot of nasty, ugly images in my head with contemporary, peaceful and cheerful ones. Vietnam is nowadays a really nice place. It's beautiful. There's an enormous variety in landscapes, some of which are pretty spectacular. The architecture is just fascinating and amazing. The Vietnamese people are very, very friendly.
He says the proper word to describe it is reconciliation. Bungie decided to return to Vietnam 3 more times after the war to build schools in remote villages. Besides the construction work, there were also planned meetings with Vietnamese veterans. He says through translators, they made the best of it. They would sit around a table, introduce each other, eat Vietnamese food, shake hands, and take pictures. He says there was a mutual respect. But there was one particular instance when Bungie feels like he really connected with someone. It was when he was touring around the country after the volunteer work was over.
In 2008, a buddy and I went down south where I had operated also, around Saigon and Tay Ninh. And our driver interpreter took us to a restaurant. And there was a poster on the wall of the lady who was the proprietor of the restaurant, and she was wearing her Viet Cong uniform decked out with medals. This was, of course, after the hostilities had ceased. And she was a local heroine of the Viet Cong Women's Battalion. And I had operated right in that area for 6 months in 1968. And we agreed that we'd probably shot at each other. And we were both happy that neither of us had gotten hurt. And we were happy to see each other being prosperous now.
The volunteer group that Bungie was involved with was around for 25 years before it disbanded recently. Bungie says it's due to members getting older and having difficulty fundraising. He says he doesn't know if his experience can translate to the modern wars. The wars are just so different. But Bungie hopes that if the conflict in the Middle East ever does pass, then perhaps for some modern-day soldiers, they too can find peace by revisiting their old battlegrounds in the decades to come. Only time will tell. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.